Continuing our learning of the Tshuva that Rav Avadia Yosef, we are in Shelot B'Tshuva Chabedat, Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Tet. And in this Tshuva, Rav Avadia Yosef is dealing with the question of drinking synthetic milk after a meat meal, meaning putting soy milk or some artificial milk, non-dairy-based milk, into coffee or drinking it after a meat meal. Is that a problem? So it's clearly not a problem of basar v'chalav. It's clearly not a problem of eating dairy after meat, because this is non-dairy milk. The problem is it a problem of marit ayin? Marit ayin means you're not allowed to do things that look, even though the action itself is not prohibited, that look like a prohibited act. We know that this is the din. In other cases where we prohibit one thing, something is prohibited, and we say this is asur mishum marit ayin. You're not allowed to do something else because it looks very similar to something prohibited, and one of two things may happen. Somebody may see you doing it, and although you're doing something permissible, he won't know, and will think, oh, you see, if Plony is doing something, it must be acceptable, and therefore I'll do the same thing, and he doesn't realize that Plony is doing something that's actually acceptable, and he won't realize, he'll think it's prohibited, and he'll do the actual prohibited act. Alternatively, someone will see Plony doing something that looks prohibited, even though Plony knows it's permissible, and will say, wow, Plony really isn't careful about his mitzvot. Plony isn't careful, and therefore someone will come to denigrate him. Question, where do the rules of Mar'id Ha'ayin apply? So Rav Avadia Yosef says, well, at the very least, it should apply to Yisurei D'Oraita. If there's a Torah prohibition, then things that look like a Torah prohibition should not be allowed. So, for example, eating basar b'chalav together, that they're cooked together, could be a potential problem. However, as we've pointed out in the past, the Torah only prohibits eating beef, or cows, sheep, goats, animals with milk. Birds, of bechalav, is only prohibited mitrabanan. Now, eating dairy after meat is also only isur derabanan, even if it was beef. Eating one after another is only rabbinic restriction that we shouldn't come to eat them together. So he points out that the whole eating meat, milk after meat, is only an issue mitrabanan. And if it's only an issue midrabanan, so then we should, in theory, not make a gzeirah of marit ha'ayin. Making a rabbinic restriction of marit ha'ayin would be considered to be a gzeirah l'gzeirah. Meaning, the rabbis, when they establish a prohibition, cannot establish a double prohibition. Meaning, they can't make one rabbinic restriction so that you don't come to violate another rabbinic restriction. Meaning, if somebody sees you eating milk, what looks like milk after meat, what might they come to do? They might come to also drink milk after meat. And what prohibition would that person who watched you come to violate? He would only come to violate an Isur Derabanan. So the general wisdom is that when the prohibition only looks like an Isur Derabanan, we do not make a prohibition of Marit Ayin. However, the Gemara in Shabbat, Samech Dalid, seems to indicate otherwise. There's a prohibition, the Mishnayot they were talking about, animals and what they're allowed to wear on Shabbat outside in a place where there's no Eruv. We know when there's no Eruv, you're allowed to wear clothing, and jewelry is somewhat subjective. But clothing you're allowed to wear, but carrying things you're not allowed to do. So when it comes to an animal, what counts? It's talking about a bell. Type of a bell. Can a person put a bell on his animal when it's going out on Shabbat? And the Mishnah there says, the Gemara writes, that is prohibited. Why? Because it looks like you're taking the animal to sell it in the market. It looks like you're going to sell the animal, and therefore, even though technically it shouldn't be prohibited because it's wearing it, since it looks like you're going to take the animal out to sell, it's prohibited. And what if you would actually sell the animal on Shabbat? What prohibition would you violate? Since it would only be an Isur Derabanan. Buying and selling on Shabbat is an Isur Derabanan. So you see from here that the Gzeirah of Marit Ha'ayin applies even to Isurei Derabanan. See, Rav Avadia points out we have some sources that indicate that Marit Ha'ayin only applies to Isurei D'Oraita, and we have other Gemarot that seem to indicate that it even applies to Isurim D'Rabanan. Now, the Ramar of Moshe Israelist writes in Yoredeya, when it comes to Yilchot Basar B'Chalav, he wants to know about cooking chicken in almond milk. Cooking chicken in almond milk. Now, almond milk looks like cow's milk. So cooking chicken in almond milk, and he thinks that that's permissible. Because even if it was real milk, even if it was cow's milk, it would only be an Isur Derabanan. Because Of Bechalav is only Derabanan. cooking chicken in milk is only Drabanan. So even, what does it look like? This is completely permissible. It's almond milk. Almond milk is not milk. It's just white liquid. It only would look like an Isur Drabanan, and therefore he permits cooking chicken in almond milk, but he prohibits cooking beef in almond milk, because cooking beef in almond milk looks like an Isur D'oraita. It looks like a Torah prohibition of cooking basar v'chalav. However, this is somewhat of a debate. The Be'er Sheva and the Yamshel Shlomo disagree, and they prohibit even cooking basar v'chalav. And the Yamshel Shlomo disagrees perhaps for another reason, because he might hold that of v'chalav is d'oraita, but that's for another time. Now, the Pri Chadash defends the Ramah. He defends the Ramah's distinction. He says, married Ayin only applies to Yisrei d'oraita. It does not apply to Yisrei d'Rabbanan, because we don't have a right to make up new gezeirot. We don't have that right to make up new gezeirot. You don't see that. He says, for example, there's certain parts of an animal you're not allowed to eat. Of a cow, of a behemah, called chelev. Chelev is prohibited fat. Of a chayah, of a wild animal, of a deer, for example, you're allowed to eat it. He says, we don't find anywhere that Chazal made a decree, don't eat the chelev of a chayah because it looks like the chelev of a behemah. You can't just make up new gezeirot. Drabanan. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan Eibshitz, the Kreti Pleiti, writes, you know, the Ramah was talking about one other issue. The Gemara in Kritu talks about drinking fish blood. Now, drinking fish blood is, while disgusting, is actually permissible. The blood of a fish is not prohibited. However, the Gemara says, if you have a cup of fish blood, and someone's permissible, you could drink it if you want, don't know why you would, but you could. But if someone sees that, it looks like animal blood. And animal blood is prohibited in the Torah, and Yisur Karit. So the Gemara there says you're not allowed to have a cup of fish blood to drink it because it looks like animal blood. Now that's an Yisur D'oraita. So the crazy place he says, you know why? Because think about it for a moment. Animal blood is something that was commonly had. They would slaughter animals all the time. Fish blood is not something that's normally kept in a cup. It's not something that's collected and kept in a cup. And therefore, if someone would see that cup of red liquid, what would they think? It's very common to think it's animal blood. It's very uncommon to think that it's fish blood. And since they're both blood, though, and someone may come to make a mistake and think it's the more common thing and come to think that it's the animal blood, therefore it is prohibited. But when it comes to other things, when it comes to almond milk, for example, he says, first of all, almond milk is not milk. Almond milk is almond juice. We call it milk because it's white, but it has nothing to do with milk whatsoever. So first of all, it's not even milk. So it shouldn't apply. It's very different than fish blood, which you're not allowed to drink because it looks like animal blood. This is not milk at all, and it's permissible. Secondly, it's very common. It's very common, he says in his time, to have almond milk, and therefore people will not think necessarily that it's cow's milk. That's something that's very common. People will not make a mistake. And Rav Adi Yosef bolsters this by a suggestion of the Rosh. The Rosh writes, he's commenting on the idea that we're not like Sha'atnez, the prohibition of kilayim, of wearing wool and linen together is a Torah prohibition. Chazal at one point said you can't even wear wool and silk because it looks very similar. It's hard to tell the difference between silk and one of the other materials. And so Rosh says, what do you mean? It's very common to have silk in our days. We all know the difference. He says, you're right. When something is very common and people are used to seeing it, you don't have to worry about it being married to Ayin, and therefore the Rosh writes that you're allowed to use silk in his time. The Rosh was living many, many years, hundreds of years ago. And he says, since silk is common and people are used to seeing silk, they're not going to think it's wool and linen. They're going to realize that it's silk. And therefore, it's permissible. So too, when something is very common, it's permissible. So for example, the Shuvat Yagel Yaakov points out that in his location, it was common to have coconut flour or coconut flakes. And they would, although it looks like butter, they would regularly fry meat in these coconut flakes, and no one thought it was a problem for Asar B'Chalav. Rav Adi points out, on Pesach, we all use kemach masa meal. And no one says, oh, you shouldn't use it because it looks like flour. No, because it's so common, people are used to seeing it already, and it's not a problem. Rav Adi Yosef says the same thing is true of synthetic milk, of almond milk. Since it's so, or some other type of creamer, non-dairy creamer. Since it's so common to have non-dairy creamer nowadays, it's common, people are used to it, when someone sees that they're not automatically going to assume it's actually cow's milk, and therefore it's permissible to have a glass of non-dairy creamer, to use non-dairy creamer after a meal of basar. It's not a problem of basar b'chalav, certainly, and neither a problem of marita ayin. Have a wonderful evening.